Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, December 18th. You'll be interested to know. 69 years ago, today, in 1956, the United Nations admitted Japan to full membership, restoring Tokyo's standing in the global community after a difficult post-war recovery. This milestone marked a major step in reintegration, signaling international recognition of Japan's sovereignty and opening avenues for diplomatic collaboration and economic rebuilding. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 34 degrees with 2 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:13, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:07. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 49 and a light south wind around 5. Tonight, expect patchy fog early with a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy skies and a low of 40, while winds pick up to around 10 with gusts up to 32. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be just before 10, with a low tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 44 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be cloudy with rain likely and highs near 59, with a southwest wind of about 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 45. Producing up to about 1 inch of rain. Friday night into Saturday brings breezy conditions with a chance of showers early, lows falling to the upper 20s. Then Saturday will be mostly sunny with highs near 40 and lighter west winds gusting into the mid-20s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston convenience store owners are facing federal charges in connection with a scheme involving more than $7 million in fraudulent supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits. Saul Elism, owner of the Saul Macho store, and Antonio Bontor, owner of the Jizula Variety store, are accused of exchanging SNAP benefits for cash. U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Leah Foley, stated that the businesses operated from a shared storefront in Mattapan and redeemed far more SNAP benefits than their inventory supported. Investigators found financial records lacking legitimate grocery operations, instead showing cash transactions used to launder SNAP benefits. Foley emphasized that these men abused taxpayer money meant to prevent hunger. Now on to sports. The Bears are exploring moving out of Chicago and into Indiana. The team has been in Chicago for more than 100 years, having moved to the city in 1921 from Decatur, Illinois. Bears president Kevin Warren announced the team's latest stadium plans, stating the need to evaluate opportunities throughout the wider Chicagoland region, including Northwest Indiana. Warren emphasized that this is not about leverage and that the team is committed to Chicago. The Bears face obstacles in their search for a new stadium, but moving to Indiana is now Plan C. Having a team play in a state outside of its city is rare, but not unprecedented. Looking at tonight, Sam Darnold was far from his best when he faced the Seattle Seahawks, and he knows he must perform better after tossing 4 interceptions against the Los Angeles Rams on November 16th. Darnold's rematch with the Rams carries significant implications for the NFC West title, as both teams are tied atop the division. McDonald stated, "We're excited about this challenge," acknowledging his previous performance. The Rams' defense ranks 13th in the NFL, creating issues for Darnold, while the Seahawks' offense has struggled to score early. Rams coach Sean McVay remarked, "There is no weakness," highlighting both teams' strengths. If Davante Adams is out, the Rams will miss their leading receiver. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern, tonight on Amazon Prime Video. In local sports, the Bruins will host the Edmonton Oilers tonight at 7. This matchup comes after Morgan Geekie's impressive 2-goal game helped the Bruins secure a 4-1 victory against the Utah Mammoth. Boston boasts a 12-win and 5-loss record at home and 20 wins and 14 losses overall. In contrast, Edmonton holds an 8-wins, 9-losses, and 3-overtime losses record on the road, with 16 wins, 12 losses, and 6 overtime losses overall. This will be the first meeting between these teams this season. In top news, yesterday, a United States judge indicated she would block President Donald Trump's administration from laying off hundreds of federal employees, citing a shutdown law. The U.S. District Judge Susan Elston stated that layoffs at 4 agencies were likely invalid under a law, has to end a recent government shutdown. She intends to block the U.S. State Department and Education Department from laying off about 250 and 150 employees, respectively. The judge plans to reinstate roughly 300 employees who lost their jobs during the shutdown. Elston's ruling has been praised by unions involved in the case. In business news, Walmart has maintained its stance on avoiding near-field communication-based payments, such as Apple Pay and Google Pay. Other major retailers have increasingly accepted this technology as the norm. Walmart offers its own contactless payment options, which provide key advantages. The retail giant strategy has confused customers over the years, as many expect to pay using their phones. Analysts suggest that while accepting tap-to-pay does not incur extra fees, upgrading payment hardware can be costly. Walmart's preference for its own payment tools allows it to collect valuable customer data. For now, the company seems to be doing just fine by bucking the trend. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $87,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just over $2,800. And XRP is down 3% to $1.85. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The TikTok ban was set for December 16th, but it did not happen, and here is why. President Donald Trump has postponed the ban on TikTok 5 times this year. The deadline was extended after concerns regarding the app's Chinese ownership. Chinese tech company ByteDance owns TikTok, and in 2024, President Joe Biden signed a law requiring its sale due to national security concerns. The ban date was nullified on September 25th, extending the prohibition to January 23rd, 2026. Messages from Washington continue to label TikTok as a privacy threat, with a ban now anticipated for January. And in entertainment news, the Rolling Stones have called off plans for a 2026 stadium tour of the United Kingdom and Europe. A source close to the band confirms to Variety, following reports that guitarist Keith Richards was unable to commit to it. While the band's touring pianist and a spokesperson mentioned they nearly completed a new album, Richards, who turns 82, is unable to handle the rigors of another tour. The band plans to return to the stage when they are ready. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American historian and author, Henry Steele Commager. And he said, "Change does not necessarily assure progress, but progress implacably requires change." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.